Welcome to the podcast. I hope everyone had a good week. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're watching, and comment if you'd like. Maybe add a subscription. Submission.
Such a good start.
I was waiting for the mess up.
No, you killed it. Just had to get across the finish line.
Submission, yeah. Okay.
We're back from our indefinite break.
Yeah, it was a long indefinite break, but I have a favor. If anyone knows a good dog groomer in Utah County that is good with anxious dogs, if you see this...
You mean aggressive?
You mean that you see this mop right here? He gets kicked out of all the groomers he goes to because he's so sweet, but when he gets anxious, he turns into an actual demon.
They literally have pictures of him, and it says, we do not service this dog.
No.
He just has a little dog anxiety.
He has very bad dog anxiety. So if you have any suggestions for me, I did contact a mobile groomer, but I did give him a little explanation. Maybe I scared him. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't tell anyone that.
Just say it.
Gets a groom and just...
No,
because
what happens is he goes 10 minutes later, we weren't able to groom
him.
Yes,
that's happened at least 5 times where they call me.
And then they're like, still pay us.
No, they usually tell me not to pay, but I'll pay some just because I feel bad for the inconvenience. But I wind up doing it myself, but I obviously am not a professional, so I don't usually do that great of a job. So I would like a professional groom. Hi, Dido.
Okay. Do what you need to do, people. Help Lindsay. Hey,
please.
Okay. Off the top.
Yeah.
Hair did.
I got my hair cut.
Wearing a hat, though.
Okay. I'm losing my hair.
It's not that bad.
Hey, I'm losing
every
my
time
hair.
You say that, I'm like, you look the same to me.
Then you got friggin' 10-second memory. Because, yeah, it's bad.
Hey, I got my hair done last week, too.
That's why we're talking about this.
Yeah.
We both got our hair done. And I need to go to Turkey.
Me too.
And get hair plugs.
Don't say hair plugs. It's a hair transplant.
Plug them in.
No stigma.
Yeah, I can't wait for the episode where I just show up and I just have bandages on my head. And I'm like, I didn't get a hair transplant.
Me and you are just flying back from Turkey with red skull head.
Just wraps on her head.
My friend's mom...
And swollen.
My friend's mom went to Turkey and she sent a picture of her flight and there was like 30 dudes on her flight with with bandage on their head.
I know. It's... I'm like, do I try Keeps or Hims first?
And it's not see, worth it.
And see? I've read that what they give you can make your thing not work.
Well, there are a lot of side effects. It's minoxidil, I think is how you
your
say
pee-pee?
It.
Yeah.
No, it just messes with your hormones and stuff. So yeah, I guess in theory it makes your
like the blood flow or
nuggets
something.
Maybe yes. Smaller. Finasteride and minoxidil. I don't know if I'm saying those right, but those have both been known to help with your hair. But
so would you rather have hair or big balls? That's what you have to pick.
I'm not touching this one.
That's our right, settle our debate this week.
Would you rather have a full head of hair or big balls?
So yeah, I'm sad.
Me too.
But at least I can grow a beard. If I couldn't grow a beard and I was balding, we love the bald kings out there. But for me, that would be rough. So I don't know. Should I just shave it off?
You do whatever you want to do.
I would, but I've got this lump on my head.
Yeah. It's pretty large, actually.
I know. Like, you would notice it for sure if
and
I was...
And we went and got it checked, but they were like, oh, it's just a calcium deposit. But who knows? Seems like it's getting bigger.
So, I know. I think I'm going to schedule a dermatologist.
Yeah.
Because I also have this weird...
Yeah, we just went to the...
Look at that.
We went to the Instacare, so who knows? Maybe they don't really
deal with nothing. That stuff. Yeah.
You guys also painted your ceramics this week.
Finally, we went and did that back in January.
Yep. We threw some pots.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then we went back and painted. We got Fletcher painted mine, because if you saw our pictures, mine didn't turn out that great. So I let Fletcher.
What do you mean? The ashtray was perfect.
It was not an ashtray. It's a cup.
Okay.
Very lumpy, but we let Fletcher paint it, and he did really well. Spilled the water, though.
Yep.
But it was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, and I can't wait to see, because you paint it, the paint is not what the paint looks like.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, once they throw it in the kiln, then it makes it all shiny, and it's, like, more vibrant. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what that looks like once we actually get them back.
And Easter was on Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. The Easters.
We attempted on Saturday night to paint Easter eggs with Fletch. But I am a procrastinator, and I went to the store.
I knew that.
The day before Easter, and all the little like kits that you buy that dye little droplets that you put in and they dissolve or whatever, they were gone. So I was like, what am I going to do? So I went to the baking aisle and I got some food dye.
But that's not what that is.
I know, I should have Googled it, but I just thought dye is dye. So I got some food dye, bought some shaving cream, because we've done that before where you like put the dye on the shaving cream, then like roll it around in the egg. But it must have been the dye, because
they literally came out whiter.
We would rinse them off. They went in. There was no color on them. So we wound up getting some markers and drawing on the eggs.
So pretty much what you're saying is, Easter's was ruined.
It was ruined. Fletch still had a good time. He drew some cute smiley faces.
Yeah, I know. It was a good time.
Hey, Millie, come here. There's kids out there. Come here.
Spring break.
Yeah, kids are out there making my dog bark.
Yeah, Easter's was good. I don't know. That holiday's interesting.
I feel like it comes up so fast.
And we didn't really get each other anything.
We usually get each other anything.
I had something for you, but then when I realized you didn't get me anything, I didn't.
You
give
didn't
it to
get
you.
Me anything. We usually only get stuff for Fletch, just like something small to put in his basket. So I got him some kinetic sand. We'll see if that was a bad idea. So far, it's been okay. He's gotten a little sand on the ground, but yeah. He seems to have fun with it.
Yep, that was our Easters.
Okay, guys, we have a game. The urinal test.
Yep.
Urinal test?
Urinal.
The urinal test.
I don't know what this is.
All right, Lindsay, you ready?
Where did you find this game?
I saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
Where a dad was asking the urinal test.
Okay.
So I want to do it with you.
Do I need to know this, though?
Yes, this is important, because let's say you fall into a portal, and in another dimension, you're a dude. And in that dimension, you're like, how do I use the urinal?
Very plausible.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure you're prepared, okay?
It reminds me of a hot chick.
What about it?
Remember when, isn't that the one where he turns into Jessica? And he's like at the barn, and there's the ice in the urinal.
That's right. And doesn't she like?
She eats it, or I don't even know.
Oh my god!
I don't remember. She touches it, or who knows?
So in post, we'll add pictures of this.
Okay.
Okay, Taylor. So we might have to do some pauses, but she'll be right. Okay. So I have drew here a nice picture of urinals.
A bunch of squares.
A bunch of squares. And I'm going to take a picture so that we can overlay this. Okay. So here's the blank slate of urinals, okay? And each row is a different scenario, okay?
Okay.
And all you have to do is say, which urinal are you going to pee at? Okay?
Okay.
So you come into scenario one.
Okay.
And let's say there's a person right here. Okay?
In the middle.
Right here.
Okay.
Having a good pee.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. Go ahead and mark where you would pee. Which urinal are you going to pee at?
Can we see it before?
I took a picture so we can overlay.
Cool.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. Why you go there?
I would just go as far as away as possible.
Why?
I don't know. I just want to be next to somebody.
Okay.
So they don't see your dinghy.
You don't just look over at someone's dinghy.
This is Lindsay's first time.
Yeah.
With the dinghy out,
yeah.
So you don't
she's okay. You passed.
Okay.
Phase one.
Okay.
Okay. You ready for phase two?
Yes.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a guy going here and a guy going here.
Okay.
And you walk in. Which one are you peeing at? Okay.
The same one.
Oh, interesting. Why?
Just, it's why I could go as far as possible. That's what I said last time.
Why do you want to go as far as possible?
I just don't, I do that, I feel like, in the women's restroom. I just don't like being next to people.
What do you mean?
Like, if there's open ones, I'll go to the one that's furthest from everyone else.
Okay. Okay. Let me give you the next one.
Okay.
Okay. This one's harder. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a guy going there, a guy going there, and a guy going there. Okay. Let me take a photo. All right. Where are you going? That same one?
Yes. What's wrong with that last one?
Okay. And then what if a guy is going here? This is the hardest one.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Here. So, let me take a picture. Let me take a picture. So here's the scenario, the final scenario.
Okay.
Okay. Which one are you going to?
I don't think it really matters at this point.
Oh, Linz. Oh, no. Okay. Thoughts, Meg? Do you agree with Lindsay's choices?
Yeah, I would have done all the same.
What do you think, Taylor?
Me, I probably would have been overwhelmed on the last one with how many people are in there and just ran into the first room, possibly the first booth, possibly.
Is there little walls between us, or is this like a trough?
It's just a nasty...
Ew.
Because sometimes they have a big trough across the wall and there's no walls between.
Ew.
Oh, that's disgusting, honestly.
How did she... I know. How'd she do, Taylor?
Where's the door?
The door?
Yeah.
Here. Here's the door.
There's the door!
So you come in.
Yeah. That last one, I probably wouldn't have gone so far. Unless I didn't see the one on my left right when I walk in, I'd just be running for whichever one so I can get in and get out.
Yeah.
On the first two, I could have maybe done second to last, but... Like, the first two rooms...
Yeah, just to not seem so...
It seems so, like,
off-putting.
You guys are weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of those things. It's like the unspoken rule that... If someone's at a urinal and there's open ones not right next to them, you take those, right?
Right.
But for me, on this last one, I don't know.
I don't think it matters. They're already next to people.
I would have maybe stalled.
Just waited as... gone in a stall, like, or stalled?
Because someone's going to be done soon, you know?
But then someone's going to come... Right next to
you. Yeah, what if it's busy? What if there's like a line forming?
Speaking of stall, I would just go in the stall in every one of these options.
Yeah, because there's stalls to go number two in.
But in the scenario, you fell through a portal and now you're a dude.
Sometimes there's no stalls.
Well, if you go in a stall, do they automatically think you're going poo-poo?
No.
No. Then usually I go in the stalls if all the urinals are taken.
Yeah.
Or well, like you're saying. What's the benefit
of going in a urinal?
Just so more people can get in there?
Quick and easy.
Yeah, it's fast.
Because you don't have to close a door?
Yeah,
good you just point, walk man. Up and whip it out and pee. I mean, it's just easy.
I think it's to like remind us.
Helps with aim.
Remind you of what?
Like it helps remind us that like we have a thing.
Yeah, that's a good point, Meg. Why do they have to be out in the open?
Yeah, it's just.
Why I think can't they can just gross? Pack. They could probably just pack more toilets in too.
But like, still, why wouldn't they put like barriers? You know, they just are sometimes okay. Sometimes
they just treat you like cattle. Like,
it sounds like
if you go to a Utah game at Rice Eccles, it's just literally about to say that. A giant trough. Like, looks like some animals eat out of. It's not urinals. It's oh, big. God. It's yeah. across the whole wall, and it's just one big toilet urinal.
That yeah. So the last time I was at the Vivint Arena, I went in there. Nobody was in there, and I was peeing in the middle.
And someone came right next to you?
And he came right next to me.
So if somebody does that, do you like and there's no have walls. An issue with them?
I know. I was that's just what I'm like, saying.
That's weird to me. Like
oh, at Vivint there is, they but think that men still, don't I was just care like, why did you take that one? And he kind of like was like, what up? And I was like, I don't know you.
He likes to don't make friends to in the bathroom.
Ew, they talk to you?
No.
They'll say something to you?
That's cursed.
I remember one time, I don't know where it was, but me and Brady went in the urinal and we were like talking as we were going in. And then there was two open, but a person in between.
So you went on the
and we side. Went on either side of him and we were just like talking to each other. And I could tell he was kind of like, I don't want to be here in between you.
Yeah, why is that? That seems strange to me.
The whole urinal thing? That's why we now gotta like train now that you up. I think
about it. No, why don't no, we just it, why it don't we so just weird. Put a petition out to make all urinals private? Then you don't have it's to worry weird about
when
it.
They don't have walls. Like at the Delta Center, I don't think they have walls. You just roll up and
Harry's got something come on to over, say.
Harry.
Yeah, how is it in the UK? What's going on there?
Okay, so I'm just going to, I wasn't really listening to the majority of that conversation, but there's actually been this thing trending in the UK as far as urinals go, not urinals.
Urinals? Urinosaurus rex?
Urinals. Anyway, in this pub in England, so do they have them here, the urinals that are like just long metal grates?
Yes, that's yeah. what I was talking about a second ago. It's yeah. like a trough.
So there's one in this pub in the UK where they cut the back out. And put a TV behind it what? And covered it with like a clear acrylic so that like men can watch the football whilst oh, they're taking a piss.
Can't miss a second.
I will like find a picture and we'll overlay it or something.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, I wanted to add that.
That's funny. That just reminded me. There's a restaurant in like Sandy or Midvale or whatever. It's by Topgolf. It's called Trolley Wing Co. And I was up there watching football or something a while ago. And you go in the bathroom and you're standing at the urinal and there's a window in front of your face so you can see out to the whole bar.
That's weird.
But it's tinted. So when you're on the outside, like before I went in there, I didn't anymore. Notice it. It just looked kind of like a wall. But when you're standing there peeing, the wall comes up to like your chest or neck area. But your head is, you're just looking out in the bar.
That's kind of creepy, actually.
So if your friends are stealing your stuff or whatever, or someone's stealing from you.
Spiking your dream.
Yeah, like you can, I don't know if that's what it's for, but.
Maybe.
But you can see in the whole bar, it's so weird.
Ew, and urinals are gross. Like there's always a pool of pee.
And zins.
Under, and zins thrown in or gum in the urinals.
They are ew. Cursed.
And sometimes they have these like, these like hockey puck sponge things that you pee on so that you don't splash yourself.
I'm just wondering, you're like, you see this on TikTok and you're like, this would be a good thing to do on our podcast.
What do you mean?
I would never need to know that, and I don't like to know about
it. This is hard-hitting this is journalism.
The people, this isn't just for you, Lindsay. Oh. This is for every person out there who may fall into a portal and not know what to do on the other side.
Or pick up a cursed piece of jewelry and turn into a man. Hot chick.
Hot chick. Back to hot chick. I'm like, what are you saying? Anyways, now you know.
Now
the
you know.
The more you know.
Yep. You guys are educated on urinal etiquette now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to some news, you guys.
Do you ever get stage fright?
Oh.
Jaden, please.
Sometimes it's the worst.
I know.
And you have to...
Nothing's more like... You go should up there, I, it's your I moment. Should I
let Taylor come sit in my
no,
seat?
No, it's your moment. I'm telling you, so you're ready, Linz. Sometimes you go and you feel rushed, and the feeling of being rushed makes you not be able to pee. And so you're just standing there like a doof.
Okay, well then sign a petition if you would like
and everyone's
privacy.
Waiting for you to go. It's like, hurry, man.
I've pretended to pee and leave because of the stage fright before because I was standing there for too long.
If I was peeing and somebody walked up next to me and just held their pee-pee and then turned around and walked away, I would make fun of them.
Well, they don't know. They wouldn't know that I
didn't go
pee.
How would they know?
I'm standing next to you and I just finished my pee.
What if there's a wall?
And
it doesn't block
me. And when you're at the urinal, you turn your peripherals off. Your peripherals go off. And you're just like this.
Okay, next.
I love being a woman.
All right.
Lindsay's over it.
News. Okay, Titanic door sold at auction. The iconic wooden door panel that saved Rose in the movie Titanic sold for $718,750 at a Hollywood auction.
Wow.
Where it was the top selling item among other famous movie props. The piece has sparked debates for years about whether it could have saved Jack, alongside extensive discussions on and studies on its buoyancy and historical accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we'll know. They can do
so
some
it sold for
tests.
Over 700,000.
What 718,000?
What yes. kind of person is buying this?
Movie buffs.
You think just a really rich movie buff?
You have to be.
And then their homies come over and they're like.
This is the door.
This the door.
Probably,
right here.
What's the pickle guy from Nickelodeon?
Lindsay.
He had a bunch of movie stuff.
And he had stuff from
John Wayne Gacy. He was his pen pal.
You are just crossing over so many things in this episode.
The Mythbusters did bust this.
What'd they say?
I can't remember exactly.
Oh, Taylor.
Hold on, let me finish. But I think I remember them saying Jack. Could have laid on the door
for sure
as well.
Could have. He could have even just like laid on top of her.
Because then more water would have gotten on her and she would have died.
Well, then he could have laid on the door and she could have laid on top of him. They would have at least kept each other warm.
Jack, there's a boat.
But then people would have known she was being a floozy with a peasant.
Oh, I'm sure that's what they're worried about while they're all drowning in the ocean.
She was like, this is my out.
I went to this really cool museum where you got a ticket and it had like a person that was actually on the Titanic. Like you were that person.
Okay.
Then you went through the museum and at the very end you found out if you died or lived.
Seems morbid. Jeez. Count me out of that one.
You died.
Yeah, when that one comes into town, I'm good. I don't need to know.
All right. Next bit of news. Baltimore Bridge collapsed and the aftermath.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed early Tuesday after being struck by a 948-foot cargo ship, presumed to have resulted in the deaths of 6 construction workers on the bridge. The incident has halted the flow of ships, impacting local and regional economies, while authorities have ended active search and rescue operations, transitioning to recovery efforts.
Oh, geez.
I'm just wondering how they didn't plan for something like that to happen, you know? Because it's like, obviously there's boats and they're floating and something could easily go wrong with a boat and hit a pillar. Like, how did they not try to plan ahead for something like that?
I just think our entire, like, nationwide infrastructure is so, like, horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that bridge was built who knows when.
Right.
Right. And they haven't done anything like, it's just cheaper to just keep it as it is. But Yeah, from what I was reading, they shut down the traffic of like residential, which is good. But there was a construction crew on the bridge.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what happened there.
Yeah.
Like, did they radio in? Like,
they didn't notice that there were no cars on, and they were like, oh, whatever.
Jeez. Yeah, that's sad. Horrible. And I saw the Navy just did, like, some sonar scan of the bottom of the river, and, like, you can see the bridge and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I wonder if there's got to be another way to get across though, right? Or because I mean that's obviously going to take years to rebuild.
Yeah, I don't know.
We need to start pumping out mega infrastructure things like China. If you ever are interested, go on YouTube and just like look up mega structures in China, and they build the craziest bridges and dams, and they're massive, and they just bust them out.
Speaking of dams,
mm-hmm.
I learned something cool.
What?
The Hoover Dam is still drying.
Mm-hmm.
The cement.
Yep.
What?
They use so much cement on it.
It's still drying. It hasn't set.
That's crazy.
I know. I remember seeing this. I can't remember what the reference was. Oh, I remember actually. I was on Reddit. And there was a video of these guys just filling this room with cement. And it was on the subreddit, they did the math, where they have like smart people comment that do the math.
Right.
And so I remember reading, they were like, did you know the Hoover Dam is still drying? The cement is.
That's interesting.
And that it won't be done drying until like 2070.
Yeah, this, I just looked this up. It says it'll take about 100 to 125 years total for the concrete to cure.
That's crazy.
It'd be kind of cool to go there, but is there anything else out there, or is it just the Hoover Dam?
I've been there.
Was it cool?
It was all right.
It's big.
Yeah, it's big.
So just a quick note here. The bridge that collapsed, the Key Bridge,
yes.
was built in 1977.
Jeez.
And as opposed to the Brooklyn Bridge, which was built in 1883.
Oh, my God.
The Golden Gate Bridge, 1937.
Whoa, so bridges, it is a newer bridge.
Yeah, it is newer, but it fell so quickly. And I feel like if a boat hit the Brooklyn Bridge or the Golden Gate, it would, like, bounce off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
those bridges are
don't build stuff like they used to.
Yeah.
I mean, both of those bridges have also gone through, you know, not reconstruction, but like
renovations.
Yeah.
And it's just weird.
Yeah.
And this one's much smaller, but
because the video is weird, like it hits.
It was like sped up.
It was like sped up, yeah. But
and then the whole thing
just still went down pretty quick.
Yeah,
just fell. And I've seen people saying like the economy there is like crashing because of it.
Yeah, there's no boats, I bet.
They have to divert all the boats. Like, it's causing...
That's crazy.
Major issues, but...
Is it an island? Like, what are they crossing over to?
I think it's a canal, right?
Let me look.
Because for the huge cargo ships like that...
Yeah.
They must just have a major port there in Baltimore.
Yeah, so it looks like it's just crossing over some sort of port, like inland port.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
In Baltimore. Anyway, let's lighten this up a little bit, you guys. How about we play our favorite game, We're Not Really Strangers?
Oh, yeah. You know what it is. So, we're on to phase two, which makes it harder.
Okay? Yep.
So, I'll do the first one.
Okay.
You do the first one. It's your turn.
What is, like, the title of phase two again? Like, first one was perception, and now it's...
Now it's connection.
Okay.
Yep,
connection. This is a wild card, but you still want me
to
do
it?
No
wild cards.
Yeah.
Sometimes, well, they make you, like, write stuff, don't
they? Yeah, I mean, we don't have to write it, I guess. Between the two of us, who apologizes first... After a fight, write down their name and then compare answers.
So it's like a surprise.
Oh.
Yeah, but we both already know the answer to that.
So we'll skip that one.
Yeah, in case you're wondering, I mean, it's Jaden.
I apologize first.
Jaden's good at apologizing.
Every time.
Yeah.
Get a question one rolling.
Okay. You ready?
Ready.
What title would you give this chapter of our sex life?
Oh my gosh. You just throw it?
We don't need that one to be put back in.
What title?
Yeah, what are you titling this chapter?
Chapter.
I'll take that before you lose it in your jeans.
I don't know. I'd have to think of names, I feel like, for chapters. You go first.
No, I asked you.
A title.
What are you titling it?
I literally have no clue.
Nice. We always talk about your guys' whoopee on the podcast.
And it never goes anywhere because we're just weirdos.
But I've never thought of that ever in my life, like to title.
It's like a chapter of a book, you know?
Yeah, you don't have to actually think of a flipping book title. It can just be one word. Come up with one.
Well, then let's see you do it.
No, go.
You have to title it as well.
Yeah.
I will, but the rules are I ask, you answer, I answer.
Well, is it going to be... Okay, I'll think of like some examples.
Enjoyment, maybe an exploration.
No. It's a chapter of their story. So like...
Oh, it would I was be thinking like, of a word.
I was thinking, that's what I was trying to think of, like one word.
Oh.
But what were you going to say, Meg?
I was thinking more like...
I keep thinking funny ones.
This chapter is...
Over the hills and through the woods.
No, yeah, like...
Yeah, like...
Things get spicy.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Things are spicy.
Well, what does the card say again?
A chapter.
Let me read it.
What book have you ever read that just says enjoyment as the chapter?
If we're not talking about sex life.
Okay, what title would you give this chapter of our sex life?
Yeah, so a title. So like three words. Like sexy and spicy.
Too hot to handle.
Or like.
Are we home alone? It's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Or maybe.
Or like on a.
I know.
Sparing.
What about after dark or something? Because we have to wait till Fletch goes to bed.
Oh, okay. Yes. After hours.
Yeah, after hours.
This is nice.
What's your title, Jaden?
Maybe it's vanilla.
Vanilla.
Let Jaden answer.
Max just still going.
I like him.
Well, you guys need to help.
After dark's good. That's cool.
Thanks.
I feel like Jaden's will be like,
who knows? Jaden's will be unhinged.
All right, let's give the man the floor.
Okay. The Great Famine or something.
Jaden.
I was going to say that.
You were going to say that?
I knew that your perspective was going to be, not that I'm taking sides, Lindsay. I'm just saying I knew his perspective was going to be that.
Okay, hold on. What?
What?
Don't get frustrated with me.
I'm just sitting here.
I can see it in your eyes.
I'm just sitting here.
You have the floor.
I have the floor. It's my turn.
All right.
You said yours.
Tell us the title.
I didn't say anything.
Oh. I don't know. Something like... Would you stop?
I'm just waiting for your answer. I'm just going to take a nap.
But you're not making it very fun for me to answer.
Yeah, because you already made a dumb answer.
What? And you're mad about that?
Yeah, because it's not true. And you like to perpetuate that lie for some reason.
I know. It's an ongoing joke, okay? Everyone knows it's Aloy. Okay.
Well,
no one knows.
Give your answer.
But I need you to be happy.
I'm happy. Give your answer.
I need you to be engaged and wanting.
Just give your flippant answer.
Jeez. Should we pause?
No. Just answer. You're really dragging this out.
Okay. I don't know. I kind of like the adventures. The great adventures of The Hobbit.
Oh my gosh. Good Lord. It started out okay until you said Hobbit.
Okay, next card.
All right, hand me the next card.
Jeez. At least make it fun for me to participate.
You dragged it out.
This thing is called connection.
You have to give two. You have to try two.
I said one.
You said the adventures of Hobbit. That's what you name your sex life? Adventures of the Hobbit?
Yes.
No.
All right, next card.
Oh my gosh. I just wanted to just say something.
Say it. It feels like you're scared to say it. You yelled at me. It feels like you're scared to say what you're trying to say.
That was what I mean.
You wanted Hobbit in there?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
You know.
Okay.
I don't even know what the Hobbit is.
So. Yeah, what is the Hobbit?
Yes, what is
what
that?
What were you referring to when you said
okay,
the Hobbit?
I don't know. I was just thinking like...
Were you going to say something like seductive, like the adventures of Lindsay's body, sexy body?
Yeah, and my Hobbit.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
Shannon.
We're officially moving to the next.
Oh my, okay, next question.
I don't know. That's not what I meant. Okay, I just made that up.
Well, now it's on the internet forever and ever.
Yeah, this one's live.
Okay, I know.
Okay.
This is your actual last chance.
Sorting the mail.
Oh my gosh. That's just what Jane always calls it. So how is that a chapter of this? Oh, I'm not even going to argue. Let's move on to the
you're
next
all
question.
Mad at me.
Next question.
Like I've done something here. Like you had some idea of what I should say. Sorry.
Next question. In what ways is this relationship unlike any other before?
Because you're mean to me. Everyone else is so nice. They let me speak my mind without being ridiculed.
Okay, serious answers, Jaden.
This game's going great. What's the question?
In what way is this relationship unlike any other before?
I actually like you.
Yeah, I was going to say it's actually commitment for Jaden.
Yeah. I love you. I said I love you.
Oh, I love you too. I thought that was why it was different.
You don't have to say it back. It's all right.
I did say it back.
Okay, what about for you? Because you've had committed relations.
I feel like this is the first relationship where I don't get tired of hanging out with you.
Oh, really? You're not tired right now?
No, I'm not tired.
Oh.
And I just like to hang out and be around you all the time.
Oh, that was kind of a diss.
Do you?
No.
I'm just, I get annoyed. I get icks, as they say.
Okay.
And I just haven't had that with you.
Oh, that's the nicest thing you've ever said.
Oh,
is you
really?
Haven't had an ick about me.
Okay.
Are we done with this?
Yes.
How'd we do, guys?
You did wonderful.
Don't lie.
Wait, you didn't answer.
Yeah, I did. I said I actually love you.
Jane's never been in like a serious relationship.
Love, okay.
I've never loved anyone. You know? And Lindsay's my first love.
That's so sweet. I wish you were my first love.
Please stop. Okay, what do we have next, Taylor?
Next.
We interrupt this episode to talk about something that you may not know, which is we have put together some awesome digital guides for business owners or those of you that want to start your business. You can find these guides. We're going to include a link in the description of this video. Go check them out. We literally put together guides from the beginning of creating your business all the way to scaling your business through marketing efforts. They are digital, so they will be delivered directly into your email after purchase. So check that out, but back to the episode.
Okay, we're going to move on here. Submission of the week.
Ooh.
All right. Couples therapy has been on my mind, but I am scared to go. Advice?
Ooh. I would say just go. It's not as scary as you think it is.
Yeah, it was scary.
It was, like, thinking about it. I honestly thought that she was going to take sides, my side mostly, so I wasn't nervous. But she was very validating to both of us, I thought. So I feel
especially
like,
me.
And I just feel like she, I mean, like, therapists are probably trained not to, like, pick a side because that could just make things worse. But I just feel like she did a great job of, and she kind of just made it seem like it wasn't a big deal. Like, you guys can make it. You're fine. Easy.
Yep. Yeah, it was actually, it was good. Like, I feel like we talked about it a couple of times, yeah, but we just never did it because we were scared. And even that day, I was like, ugh, all day. Because I was like, I'm just going to get my whoopings from her. And, but we sat down and then she was just like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And we told her and then she was just like, this will be easy.
Yeah.
Like, was her response, like, you guys are totally fine.
Yeah.
And we were like, at the end, like, should we reschedule, schedule another? She's like, if you want to, just see how it goes.
So we just did one more and we went and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of people are just scared of, like, you don't want to be told the hard truth sometimes as well. And, like, their job is to not just, they're going to tell you the full truth. But the biggest thing is, like, it wasn't even like we went there to get, like, rebuked or be told that we were right. Like, we went there because we just needed the tools.
Yeah, we just needed better communication skills during, like, a disagreement.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the biggest takeaway that we had from it, I think, was just she gave us the tools of what to do while we're in an argument or whatever. And I know you, Taylor and Meg, have talked about couples therapy on the pod before, but what's kind of been your experience?
Yeah, we went and we've kind of been on a pause the last little bit just because we've been busy, but mostly we learned, well, I feel like our therapist is more like a referee, you know, kind of how you guys were saying, instead of taking a side, which would be rough. It's like we kind of show up and say we had this problem or this issue and we talk about it, and then sometimes she'll let us get going a little bit where we're kind of arguing, and then that's when she's kind of referee mode. And she will give, she's even said to me, you know, I'm going to give a little pushback here to me or to Meg, and not necessarily agreeing with the other person, but more pushing back on what you're saying at that moment. And that's kind of like you said, where they'll tell you kind of if you're off base a little bit, but
yeah,
it's great. I like going to therapy. It's very helpful and has helped us a lot with communication, like Lindsay said.
Yeah, I remember the first time we went, she was just like, I know, like, coming to therapy can be hard and stressful, but you guys, you want to be here. You want to be together. Like, obviously you're here because we initially went because a lot of people around us were separating and we were, like, stressed and scared, and, like, we both don't really fight. So when we do fight, we just don't, like, fight very well. And so when we went, she was just like, you guys obviously care about each other, so this is, like, you're already one step ahead. This is great. So she really just taught us ways to navigate issues. And I mean, it's so helpful in every area of your life, but yeah, it's been great for her to help us. And I do think that the hardest part about going to couples therapy is, like, maybe bringing that up to your partner if you're both not on board. That can be pretty hard because for some reason going to therapy is seen as like you're weak for mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, or your like relationship is failing.
And... Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, I mean, I even thought that for like a second too, because it is scary and that is yeah. what everybody says. And so I definitely thought that at first, but then like, as I feel like I've gotten like stronger in so many areas and I constantly am thinking about tactics she's taught us, like she's printed out papers and like handed them to us and like been like, this is a cycle that you see yourself in, or like yeah. little things that like I always think about, even if I'm frustrated with like a sibling or something, like it's crazy what you can learn there, and that's way more important than, you know, feeling weak and like feeling like you're failing. Like you just learn so much, like they know so much about relationships and your whole life and your childhood trauma and everything you react to and why you do it, and it's really
yeah.
amazing, honestly.
Because I think a lot of times in relationships, you're kind of in like an echo chamber where mm-hmm. you're like, you feel like you're the only one
mm-hmm.
like getting it. And you're like, why can't they just get it? You know? And like, it's good to have that third person on the outside to be like, no. Like, this is how you actually should talk to each right. other, yeah. you know? And you're like, oh yeah, I don't know why I didn't think of that. Right. So
one more thing I was going to add that she helped us with is, like recognizing what you're actually fighting about. Not necessarily that
yeah.
it's some underlying thing, but you're fighting about something when it's just a cycle where you just need to learn how to communicate those things better mm-hmm. because you're not actually fighting about, you know, someone not doing the dishes. You're fighting about not being heard or not being helped.
Yeah,
or,
that's great.
And that was really helpful to start to see that, so that when yep. it feels like you're about to fight, you're like, okay, what am I actually fighting about here? Did Meg ask me for help and I didn't? Or mm-hmm. it's not really about the laundry or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yep. So advice is just do it. If you're thinking about doing it, I would say just go for it.
Yeah, I feel like everyone could use. Oh, I mean, totally. No one really knows. Even like parenting, like you're just kind of thrown into it. And I feel like with relationships, it's kind of similar. You like mm-hmm. get into a situation where it's like you live with someone that wasn't raised the same way as you, might have different outlooks on different things. So I feel like it's always good to just go and just get some tools that could only help your marriage, you mm-hmm. know, or your relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that I've seen some people post things, like some therapists and stuff, but if you want to go and you're like worried about how to tell your partner to go, it's easy to just be like, I mean, you just have to be vulnerable mm-hmm. when inviting your partner to do this and just say like,
yeah.
I care about you so, so, so much. And I value our relationship. And you can even say like, I've heard a few friends like talk about going and had a great experience. Can we just try it out? Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be a huge deal. You can just say we can yeah. go once or twice. And then, like,
and you shouldn't guilt them either.
No.
And I don't think, like, I don't know. I don't think it's recommended to be, like, an ultimatum.
Yeah. Like, if you don't go to therapy.
If you don't go to therapy this week, we're done. You know, like, yeah. that's probably the wrong way yeah. to get someone to go. So, yeah, I'm glad you said that, Meg. That's important.
Okay, guys. We're in the home stretch here. How about we settle a debate?
Let's do it.
Okay, should you have friends of the opposite sex when you are married? And I'm going to add, in a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Should you have friends of the opposite sex?
I mean, that I feel like that's always just been, for both of us, a no. I mean, it's not like a trust thing. I just feel like it's a slippery slope. Could be. And
it's the gateway drug.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, you have friends. Obviously, you have, like, friends before you get into a relationship or before you get married. But honestly, I feel like it just depends on, like, you may know your friends, but it's like your husband or your partner doesn't know them and he doesn't know their intentions. So it's like kind of just being aware that that could cause issues.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't help but think of Love is Blind.
Right. Yeah.
And like there was a guy on there where he had
two
lady friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But he had hooked up with one of them in the past.
Yeah.
And so obviously his fiance now was like, it's awkward for me to have you go to the bar with her.
Right.
Alone, yeah. You know, with your friends or whatever, right? Yeah, like, I want to say, like, I'm confident, I wouldn't care.
I mean, but I feel like at the same time, it's different where it depends on your relationship with them, I guess you could say. Because, like, I grew up in a different state. So a lot of my friends I don't talk to really much anymore because they're in a different state. But Jaden, for instance, he grew up north, and we still sometimes see some of his like high school friends and even some of like your girl friends, not girlfriends, but like lady friends, as Jaden calls them. And I don't have an issue with that, mainly because
we don't like hanging out with them.
It depends on the relationship.
And like, I wouldn't say I'm like a friend of them.
Right. Like, you don't like text them and call them all the time. Like, it's just like a distant friend that, like, if they wanted to get together in a couple or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Yeah. I think in a couple setting,
yeah,
it should be fine, you know? But I think if I'm just going to hang out with this girl that was my friend, I think that would be an issue.
Yeah. So I think it's fine, but it depends on the type of the relationship and how...
What are your thoughts, Emma, Harry, Taylor?
So Meg.
Oh, this is stemming
from... Should you have a friend of the opposite sex?
If you're in a serious relationship or married.
Or should you let them buy you a drink at the bar?
Oh.
That's what it was. I just thought of it right now.
Harry's coming in.
Go ahead, Harry.
I don't care either way. Some of my best friends back home are girls, and when we came to England and I would work, Jane would just go hang out with them. And they made her feel really welcome in a foreign country. That is all.
Hold on. Follow up. But are you, like, texting these friends? And, like, would you hang out with them without Jane?
Well, I haven't had the chance to because I haven't been home without Jane since we were together.
Yeah.
But we talk pretty frequently. And one of those friends actually came and stayed with us this summer with her boyfriend. And they came and stayed at our house. And Jane loves her and she loves Jane.
I wonder if it's when they're single and you're in a serious relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I personally think the issue is when you start, like, confiding.
You're right.
There you go.
And you start, you know, maybe complaining a little bit about your partner to them, and they're like, oh, that sucks. Like, they suck. Yeah. You know what I mean? That would be a big issue.
Yeah.
But like Lindsay said, it's just a bit of a slippery slope, you know? Like, I have a really good friend. We've been friends since eighth grade. We've never kissed. We've never been on a date, anything like that. She's in a relationship and I'm in a relationship, and we almost never communicate anymore. And if we ever you plan something to hang out, you know, Meg's there or her boyfriend's there or whatever. And it's like, that's great to me, but I just mostly because I wouldn't want Meg confiding and having a close guy friend, then I don't think it's fair to me to be texting this person or, you know, whatever it is, it can be a bit of a slippery slope, I think, to a point where maybe you don't do something wrong, but someone confides or asks for advice, and then it's just...
Yeah, I guess even if they are single, it could be that where they're like, ugh, my boyfriend, he's so annoying, and you're like, yeah, my wife's annoying, you know, like, that's where I think it starts getting weird.
But I think being friends with your friends, significant others, especially in a group setting, is great. You know, like my friends, girlfriends, they're all awesome, you know, and they're friends with Meg. And I think that's a great way to if you feel like you need to have friendships of the opposite sex, like when you're all at a party, you guys can sit and chat about maybe same interests or whatever, but you're in a group setting and I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts. In the comments, do you think it works, sometimes works, or never works? So, okay, I think that's it, right? Cool. So Thank you guys for watching. Sorry about our April Fool's joke last week. But yeah, we appreciate every one of you that have subscribed, that continue to watch us. This has been really awesome to do together. Mm-hmm. And I'll think of a better title
for
next week. So you'll have to tune in.
Also, please don't forget to tell me good groomers.
Yes, don't forget that. That's the most important part.
Yes, I need it really badly.
Okay. But we will see you guys next Monday. Have a great rest of your week this week. And until then, you can check out some of our other videos. Bye-bye now. If you enjoyed this episode of Between Us, be sure to check out this other episode that we think you will also like.